This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tej festival being observed across the country. National Examination Board to publish grade 12's results today. And Pakistani climate minister says one-third of Pakistan is underwater. Now, the news in detail. The Tej festival, also known as Haritalika, is being observed by Nepali Hindu women throughout the country today. Women fast and wish for a prosperous life for their spouse on this festival, which falls on the month of Bhadra, according to lunar calendar, and lasts for 3 days. Women on this day take ritual baths in the morning and offer worship while in the evening. They pay homage to Lord Shiva, light lamps, and spend a night awake. The festivity comes to an end on the fifth day or fortnight after worshipping the legendary Saptarishi, Seven Sages. This unique festival of Nepali women is also a celebration of sisterhood, as sisters gather at natal home and indulge in jubilant dancing and singing. The legend has it that Parvati, the daughter of Himalayas, was on her maiden fast wishing for health and well-being of her spouse, Lord Shiva. Since then, the day has been recognized as Haritalika Tej. The Pashupatinath temple in the capital sees overwhelming number of women devotees this day. On the occasion of Tej festival, President Vidya Devi Bhandari has expressed the confidence that Haritalika would further enhance social, cultural unity and would deepen family ties. In a message of the best wishes, today the President said that this festival would contribute for guaranteeing equal access to women in all sectors of the society. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun extended best wishes to all Nepalese sisters on the occasion of Haritalika Tej today. He wished peace, prosperity and good health to all sisters living in the country and abroad. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said that the government is working to transform Nepali people's desire for peace, development and good governance into reality. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Haritalika Tej, a great festival of Nepali Hindu women and alike, he expressed his best wishes for good health, longevity and progress to all Nepali sisters living in the country and abroad. Similarly, Speaker Apni Prasad Sapkota has said Haritalika Tej is the festival to raise voice in collective manner. It helps to foster family unity and social harmony and erase discrimination. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Tej festival today, Speaker Sapkota hoped the Tej would help create the atmosphere conducive for women's freedoms, security and dignified life. Likewise, CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has wished happiness, prosperity and longevity to all Nepali sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of Tej festival. In a message of best wishes, Chair Oli wished that the Tej festival would inspire all to unite to end all social evils. The National Examination Board, NEB, has made final preparations to announce the Grade 12 results today. A meeting of the Examination Board has been called today at 3:30 p.m. for the same task. According to Janga Bahadur Aryal, head of the Administration Division of the NEB, preparations are being made to announce the results of the examination probably today. About 400,000 students appeared for the Grade 12 examination that concluded on June 9th. Three persons died after being struck by a lightning at Malahi Toll in Garuda Municipality 3 of Rautahat District today. Area Police Office Garuda confirmed the deceased have been identified as 39-year-old Sudhaniya Devi, 70-year-old Jagiya Kumari and 18-year-old Manisha Kumari. 40-year-old Saili Devi was injured in the incident, is undergoing treatment in a local hospital in a critical condition. The incident occurred while they were working in a field. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The climate minister of Pakistan has said one-third of Pakistan has been completely submerged by historic flooding. Devastating flash floods have washed away roads, homes and crops, leaving a trail of deadly havoc across Pakistan. Officials say at least 1,136 people have died since the monsoon season began in June. The summer rain is the heaviest recorded in a decade and is blamed by the government on climate change. Of those who are known to have died, 75 were in the past 24 hours alone, adding that the death toll is expected to rise. Officials estimate that more than 33 million Pakistanis, one in seven people, have been affected by the historic flooding. Heavy rain in the country's northern Swat Valley has swept away bridges and roads, cutting off entire villages. Provinces like Sindh and Balochistan are the worst affected by mountainous regions. In Khyber Pakhtunkhwa have also been badly hit. Pakistan's planning minister says early estimates shows the devastating floods that hit the country have caused at least $10 billion of damage. At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. Street fighting erupted overnight as fighters exchanged gunfire and tracer rounds in some of the worst violence to hit the Iraqi capital in recent years. Much of the fighting has been concentrated around the city's Green Zone, an area that houses government buildings and foreign embassies. Iran has closed its borders with Iraq amidst the fighting, and Kuwait has urged its citizens to leave the country immediately. A spokesperson for United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was alarmed by events and called for immediate steps to de-escalate the situation. Ukraine's military has said it has broken through Russia's first line of defense in the occupied Kherson region. The reported push appears to form part of a long-awaited counter-offensive being launched by Kiev in an attempt to retake the country's south. It follows weeks of Ukrainian attacks aimed at cutting off Russian forces from main supply routes. Russia's military claims that Ukrainian troops suffered heavy losses during an unsuccessful attacking attempt. The claims by both Russia and Ukraine have not been independently verified. Kherson became the first major Ukrainian city to fall into Russian hands after troops advanced into the city from the Crimean Peninsula in the opening days of the war. In recent weeks, both Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of selling Europe's biggest nuclear station, which was seized by Russia in early March. Moscow has kept Ukrainian personnel to operate the station. An inspection team from the United Nations nuclear watchdog is expected to arrive at the plant later this week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country today. For tonight, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 30.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Tees Festival being observed across the country. National Examination Board to publish Grade 12 results today. And Pakistani Climate Minister says one-third of Pakistan is underwater. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.